reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, my dear sisters and brothers from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service once more. And in today's studio, we have Sister Zainab and Sister Bita with us. Welcome to the studio, sisters. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Sister Bita, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself briefly.
For sure. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners and dear sisters here with me in the studio. I'm really honored to be here again with Get Back to Reality. I am Bita and I'm studying medicine at one of the universities of Tehran in Iran.
I wish you luck and happy for you to be here with us. You, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Tarfadalin Zainab from the Kashmir. I have done masters in linguistics and right now I am studying Hausa in the seminary of Qom.
Thank you very much and very welcome to today's episode of Back to Reality. I read it somewhere that said, if you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anyone in this world. And I do agree with that.
I disagree with that.
And you, Sister Zainab?
I do agree. And I also disagree.
So please now defend yourself.
Okay. You know, the mere fact that we have to first of all define the meaning of loving others and loving yourself. And these two love are completely different, okay? Mm-hmm. You cannot even compare them, loving some other people and loving yourself. And mostly, I define loving yourself or self-love as self-knowledge. When you know yourself, your defects, your flaws, your power, and whatever about you, then it will become to a feeling that comes from that knowledge, and we can call it love, okay? Mm-hmm. So this love is completely different from the feeling that we have for other people. So this is the first answer for me as a defense to the thing that I told you that I disagree.
So your definition of self-love is to have the wisdom of yourself.
Yeah, and then
to know yourself and then love yourself.
Exactly.
So, and then you, sister, how you define self-love?
Self-love is loving yourself. So
same in here. I sometimes just put it this way. Okay, there is this personality that I adore so much, and that's me, and it's a unique, you know, one.
There's this dialogue in a movie. She says that, you know, I'm my favorite. Mm-hmm. So that's a very famous dialogue of this movie that depicts self-love. Well, self-love, I think it's something that sets the foundation of your relationship with your own self.
Exactly.
And also, like, when you practice self-love, you adore yourself, as you said. You accept yourself who you are with all your flaws, with all your positives, with all your negatives.
And then you would apply that to other people as well.
Exactly. And then you will get to know, do I have a healthy impact on some other relationship or not? So first, loving yourself is very important. But, you know, I have personally, since in India, we have these relationship things are very, very common or very, very open, or rather than loving themselves, they're always looking for love.
When you're in peace with yourself, with your own character, with your own flaws, with your own even weaknesses and also strength, then you're going to be pretty much easier with people's flaws as well. Then you would understand that, okay, this creature is someone like me. If I can accept my flaws, if I can accept who I am, the way I am, then I can apply that on other people as well.
Okay, why doesn't this self-love lead to loving other people? It doesn't lead to loving other people. It just leads to the point that you feel like peaceful next to their flaws, next to their problems, because you know that you have the same things too.
Yeah. Okay?
But it doesn't lead to love or something. Love is a kind of higher level of accepting
love
other people.
Love starts with starts with sympathy. So if I know that, okay, sometimes I have this bad habit as well, and I see it in another person, as we do while we read fictional novels or stories. We sympathize with that person because he or she shares the same mistakes as we did.
Okay, let me criticize you.
So I start loving them because they look like me.
I know what you mean, and it is true. There is no doubt that self-love can be constructive, but unfortunately, I think we're living in a world.
It could be destructive as well.
Yeah, for sure. Because we're living in a world that the focus is on loving yourself. Whatever you are is good. You don't need to change yourself to make other people love you. And we're full of these sentences that I don't like that much.
Well, let me interrupt you.
Yeah?
I think self-love, what we are saying in a positive sense or constructive way, is to not the self-love that which leads you to a destructive life. I think it's something knowing your self-worth. You know, because sometimes you don't know your worth and you let go yourself, and then people start misusing and, you know, playing with your emotions, playing with your mind and, you
playing
know,
games on you.
Yeah. So I think I get back to your first question. What is self-love or the constructive self-love is knowing your self-worth.
Yeah.
But then again, if we come back to the destructive part of it, I think there was this hadith from Imam Ali Alisa where he says that there's no loneliness that is destructive than the self-love. That's the self-love in negative aspect. So sometimes, you know, the conversation that Sister Vida was adding towards was like, when this self-love persists so much, then you don't start looking around you. You start only looking at yourself. You don't see the world around you. That is destructive. And Imam Ali Alisa says that this is loneliness.
So pin it there. Just write on the destructive format of self-love, and then after the break, we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality. I'm Asma, your host at your service. And then Sister Zainab and Sister Bita are here. They're helping me with this interesting topic. That is self-love. And up until now, we got that. There are two formats of self-love. One that is constructive and the other one that is destructive. The constructive one would lead to recognizing my self-worth, and then I can understand the worth of other people as well. And then destructive one that is going to lead to selfishness and maybe the feeling of being a snob or someone who's so pompous and full of themselves.
Exactly. And talking about this destructive self-love, I want to give you an example. We can see on social media some bloggers that are, for example, 200 kilograms. Okay, you are 200 kilograms and you are staying here and you're telling me that I'm satisfied with where I am. I don't want to change. What does that mean? You know, we are actually
here to grow.
You know, identifying this self-love as something destructive, completely destructive. Like, I am satisfied with whatever I am, and I don't want to do anything else to improve, to develop.
You know,
this is cheating yourself.
Sometimes, in order just to show the other people that, okay, I'm strong and I didn't give up, and this is not a sign of my weakness, I start to say these things while I feel the completely reverse of what I'm
saying. Exactly.
Like, for example, that maybe chubby figure that you talked about, maybe she loves to get skinny, but she cannot.
And because of that,
because she cannot, she has to say, okay,
I love myself.
And this is a big lie. Many people tell themselves, and this was just an example. You can apply it in other features of life as well.
Yeah.
Some people cannot do something perfectly. Some people cannot do something as they have to do.
They see the barriers very, very clearly.
Exactly.
Of their progress. They know they can. And then they, just to give themselves a reason of not to progress, they say like, I'm fine with whatever I am.
Exactly.
So the thing that I wanted to clarify here was that this destructive self-love has two consequences. The first one is that you actually regress because you feel like you're enough. Okay, and the other one is about other people. You so much focus on yourself and so much feel like you love yourself that you think you don't need the love of other people for you, and you don't need to give your love to them. Okay?
Exactly.
And this is a disaster.
Why we are social people?
Yeah.
And for also ourselves. Draw a line between selfishness and loving yourself.
Exactly.
Loving yourself as in you're a human being. You're a respectable creature because Allah respected you
and
in His holy
book. And called you as Khalifa on earth.
Yeah, He has given you this dignity, so you should respect the dignity
right.
that has been bestowed upon you by Allah. But then, not to the point that you become narcissistically in love with yourself.
Right,
because then it's a mental issue.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and another benefit of this constructive love is that when you love yourself, you respect yourself, and when you respect yourself, you won't go through a path, you won't go through
that's very
roads
true, yeah.
that are full of sins, that are full of things that Allah Almighty forbidding you to do.
Exactly.
Okay, so
because you respect that dignity that has been given to you as a gift,
and you're worthy. You are a human being. You know, you do not deserve stealing something from someone. You do not deserve lying.
Yeah.
You do not deserve this and that. And I think this is one of the most beautiful ways of staying in the right way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go for a short break and then we will be back. Thank you for staying with us. So we all have read too many stories and we have watched too many movies to know that there is a big difference between being a selfish person, a snobbish person, and a person who loves themselves as a creature of Allah, as a creature that has got a dignity and must be respected. And there's something, by the way, if you do not love yourself and respect yourself, the other people won't do that for you as well.
Yeah, I do agree so much with that. When you do not love yourself, you are seeking for someone to love you,
exactly.
to fill this gap
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And this is kind of actually inferiority complex for you, that you feel inferior, you want someone to accept you, you want someone to admit you, you
exactly.
want, and this need, one by one, will lead you to a road to make things, to be someone that you're not.
Exactly.
And
so at the very first step, I suppose, you should come sit with yourself, talk to yourself.
Exactly.
And then embrace all your weaknesses, all the strength that you have. Just count your Achilles heels and
yeah.
then see what are the things that you don't like about your own characteristics or personality. And then try to say, okay, I would do all my best to change myself.
Yeah.
I would improve into this better person, but there is no reason for me to hate myself for the weaknesses that I have, for the things that I wish that I had but I don't have. So first step, embrace all your awesomeness, because you are unique, and as I always say, you're a limited edition. There is no one else in this world. And this sentence is very, very unbelievable. You
it
know?
Is.
There is no one else in this world who looks like you. So you are a phenomenon in yourself.
Right. The world has put us in a comparable society. Like, you know, unfortunately, the more material possessions you have, the beauty you have,
yeah.
you have your worth that way. So to put both constructive and destructive at the same place, or to balance between the things, we have to understand that, okay, I would repeat your words. Appreciate your worth, appreciate your flaws, or embrace your flaws. But don't say, I love my flaws
yeah.
and that's it and I'm like that.
That's very important.
That's
yes.
the destructive part now. Now, if you're not going to change it now, if you're not going to take a step to, you know, to come towards progress or betterment, then you're like, your self-love has taken you towards you to destructive part and you're more lonely now.
You actually are betraying yourself if you say,
right.
okay, this is my flaw and I accept it. No,
right.
you should improve it.
Right.
Love yourself, because if you do not love yourself, no one else in this world will love you. Love yourself, because if you do not recognize your dignity, nobody else in this world would give you that dignity. And love yourself, because if you do not love yourself, then other people would look you down because you are such a person whom you yourself do not love yourself. Then how do you expect other people to share that amount of love with you? Love yourself to the point that would give you dignity, enough of dignity that would make other people feel forced to respect you and love you. That was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Love yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.